You're listening to the Greencast Advisory Podcast. I'm Glenn Kirby, the technical manager for Syngenta UK and Ireland, and here is where you'll find me talking about the content in my turf blog. They'll be short and to the point, so put on those headphones and have a listen to what I've got to say this time. Monitoring for lever jackets is a very simple and easy way to establish the scale of the problems you're likely to see in the upcoming weeks. It's fairly simple to do. Only this week I was doing 25 of them in one of our trials to assess levels of control over the winter. It only needs a 1 square meter sheet and 4 pegs. The objective is to fool the lever jacket into thinking that it's still nighttime, so they hang around long enough to count them. The darker and more moisture retentive, the better. Secure the sheet overnight and then get on your hands and knees the following day and have a really good look to establish the number of lever jackets underneath. They can be of varying sizes, so you really need to commit to ensure you find them all. Once you know the quantities you're dealing with, you can begin to prepare yourself for the challenges ahead. If you do happen to have high quantities, whilst it's not good news, I personally would rather be in a position where I can manage the turf differently, communicate the challenges to the key people in the club. If you do manage to do this, please feel free to get in touch. Let me know the quantities you're seeing. It's really useful and helps me build this jigsaw and piece it together. Some people are currently reporting over 250 per square meter. If this is the kind of thing you're experiencing, and clearly your management strategy will look very different to someone who is only finding one or two. Now, one of the things I found particularly interesting about this set of assessments I did was that when I arrived, there was still a dew settled on top of the sheets. This enabled me to see how much travelling the lever jackets had been doing overnight. You can see quite clearly in the image above just how much activity there had been during this period. Now, of course, you're listening to the podcast, so you won't be able to see the image. But it's an image of a 1 square meter sheet with loads of little snail trails all over it. And that is just an indication of how much activity there was overnight. And the more evidence I see like this, the more I think that these things can travel a serious distance whilst they're on their overnight meanderings. So using a sheet to monitor the activity to give us some really good insights can help us build appropriate management programs and help us understand whether sheeting would be a viable method of control. And that's whole scale sheeting. If you're going to invest the time to go out and sheet large areas of greens, pin them down, then it's really worthwhile knowing whether one, you've got a problem, and two, whether it's going to be effective in those temperatures. But whenever you're doing something like this, it's always worth keeping your eyes open for other clues, such as this one. And one of the things I regularly see is sheets go down and they're big sheets and you see lever jackets in the middle of those sheets. So understanding that gives us a really good clue as to how far these things travel. We can then piece it together because if they can travel that far overnight on top of one sheet, how far are they traveling just in a normal night from outside of the green in or from in the green out? And we need to understand where the challenges are around the greens, how far they migrate, to understand completely how we manage this pest long term. Hope you enjoyed the podcast version of Greencast Advisory. For more content like this, check out the Greencast Advisory blog and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, take care of yourself and thanks for listening.